quiet my reflection. I know we done learned some lessons, and you about to tell us what it is and what it ain't, so just leave a message after the sploosh. I love you.
Hey, beautiful. So, I want to do a reading. I want to do a reading that's more on the sensual side. That's more erotic, or like just more. I kind of think this is a form of sex magic. Low key. So I'm using this deck right here. If you're watching on Sunroom, you know what deck I'm using. You'll see the images and stuff. But it's the Sex Fortunes tarot deck. And I got it as like a little, I don't even know, just because I was like really witchy and I was in the, you know, adult store one day. And I was just like, ooh, let me get these. But I never really used them for real. So I want to use them to see how we can really get connected with ourselves more, to see what we need to do just to be more intimate with ourselves. And I started recording over on the podcast, but I was like, I want to do a video. Let me do a video for Sunroom. So I pulled the first card, and the question was, how can we be more in tune with ourselves? That's what I asked. And this card, the Seven of Testicles, came up. And it's like, if you see, you see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You see what's going on. So it's like, this aspect of nature is coming out a lot. It's really giving go outside. And even the rainy clouds in the background, it's giving go outside and then go within. Because, you know, when it's raining or whatever, more than likely you're going to stay inside. Or you're going to try to be under some shelter or something. So it's like, you really have to, in order to be in tune with yourself, you really need to go within, but also do that around nature. Go in nature, get you some plants, or go outside, or just do more outside things with yourself, or have more time alone with yourself. And you see how he kind of in there, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you have to go deep in there. You have to go deep within yourself. And this is so amazing that I'm doing this right now. Like, I'm so proud of myself for just being comfortable and stepping out and like connecting all the sides of me and like being for real. So that's how we can really be in tune with ourselves. Going deeper within ourselves, outside, or with nature, involving nature. I'm even getting crystals, like just using natural, being around natural substances, natural minerals, natural things that grow, like bringing in like more wood things, just really surrounding yourself so you can get connected and grounded here. You know, because there's a lot of fake materials that we surround ourselves with, or that we come across, or that just is around us. It's not a lot of natural. So it's kind of like we need more natural, what do you call it? Natural resources around us. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, that's a good one. I like this deck. Okay, what else? What else can help us like tune ourselves in? Okay. This is the King of Testicles. So we went from the Seven to the King. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, so if you see what's going on in the picture, you'll see like, okay, dancing. Because I'm getting this flashback to, I saw, was it Chloe Bailey's? I saw her doing this little chair dance. It was a clip on her, or somewhere I saw, doing a little chair dance. And it's just like getting into that dancing. Dance. You really need to dance. Like, that'll connect you more. I even did that in a mirror, just out of nowhere yesterday. I just started dancing and just like really feel, really move your body. You become more aware of your body. You'll become more in tune with your body. You can actually feel your body. Like, you know, when you stretch after you've been stretching a while and you go to stretch and then it's like, oh, okay, I felt that. Like, you really see what's going on. So you really need to dance a lot more. Dance, especially to mantras. Like, if you want to dance to, my feminine and masculine are balanced. I always complete every single challenge. I love all of my passions and my talents. I'm present in every moment. I'm grounded. If you just want to dance to mantras, just dance to things that make you feel good. Dance to things that make you feel empowered, that make you feel like ethereal. That's the word that came up. Do that chair dance. Like, even do some sexy dances. But really connect yourself with yourself. I'm really seeing learn some sexy dances. I remember I learned this dance too. Girl, you're perfect. You make it look like it's magic. And that's funny that's the words. Like, this is literally magic, and you can make it look like it. Like real magic. So yeah, I'm getting chair dances, just more sensual dances, just more sensual movements. Like, embody the energy of sexy. Okay, I'm not gonna say these card names anymore because Okay, but okay, this is giving me surfboard. Surfboard, if you see the little rotation arrow part, it's like rock the boats. It's like really, it's so divine, child. I was reading this article, this National Geographic book about these big old waves that are somewhere in Portugal. I don't know. I don't recall where it was, where the waves were, but they were just talking about how much focus and strength and practice, and even having like people out there to help you ride this huge wave. So it's just like you riding the wave, child. Oh my gosh, it's so divine. I went to go look at my sister's friend new car, and I was sitting there talking to her, and she had Rod Wave playing. Like, it's just child. Ride the wave of life. Really get in tune with it. Like, you can even think of life as a wave. Like, and you have to keep your balance. You know, you have to learn and stuff. And eventually, child, you're gonna have it. I need some more collard greens in this. But I'm gonna wait. That's what that's giving. I know, like, I'm eating. It was like a mukbang reading. But we gotta eat, child. Okay. Ooh. Hold on. Now, this card. Okay, so this is giving me, what is this giving me? Hold on, before I show you. Before I show you, what is this for? All right, so the first one. So enjoy, another way that we can really connect with ourselves, if we're putting ourselves out there, or we're like exchanging energy with people in real time, real life. Like, I just had the thought of, like, I'm just so excited for all these new friendships that I'm cultivating, for getting to know these new people, because when it's multiple people, like, and then y'all have y'all little tricks and things, and you're able to enjoy it more You know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to bring you more pleasure as well. So allow people to pleasure you in a way. Like, allow people to add to your life. Allow people to have fun with you. Bring people in on the things that you're doing, especially if it excites them as well. Like, really focus on cultivating those kind of relationships. You know, we're in the energy of community right now. Really focus on cultivating that part of the relationship. And I just, you're gonna feel so good. Like, girls just wanna have fun. Oh, girls just wanna have fun. And then this one came out. And you see, like, okay, something about her, how she got her leg up. Like, it's like, what is it? What is it? I need clarification on this card. Matter of fact, let me pull an oracle card. Because what is it? It's something about that leg. Support? Something about support. I experience love wherever I go. You see, it's two eggs in the nest. It's like support. Like, love is everywhere, and I am loving and lovable. Loving people fill my life, and I find myself easily expressing love to others. Yes, it's that support. Like, you see how she got her leg? And then, you know, the exercise where you do like this with your legs? It's like somebody, what's it called? Spotting you, you know what I'm saying? While you're doing your movement, somebody is spotting you and they're benefiting you. And you're gonna have a lot of that where you go, like a lot of spotters. Even with the wave situation, I was talking about National Geographic. I was saying they have multiple people out there just in case, you know, to support the person who was riding the wave. Okay, so that's cool. What else? Maybe this isn't just a reading about intimacy, but more of just a... Yeah. That's still intimacy. That's intimacy with other people. Okay, maybe it's not just about intimacy with self, but just intimacy. Excuse me. Ooh, the Emperor card came up. So she's just sitting on his lap, feeding him grapes. And he has a glass of wine in his hand. And it's like, you know that feeling of... When you've seen in a movie or a TV show when somebody like sitting in a throne and then somebody bring them grapes and they're just eating it. It's like, give yourself that energy and other people will have no choice but to come and match that energy. And they're gonna be eating out of the palm of your hands. You know what I'm saying? Oh, child. They have no choice but pleasure. Pink Matter, Frank Ocean. I think that's what that song is. Yeah, like, it's gonna be like, you're gonna be... All the focus is going to be on you. Like, life is going to do everything it can to please you. Like, to make you feel good. Like, and you barely have to do anything in return. That type of energy. That's what I'm getting right now. Like, let me pull one more card to see, to complete that trio. You barely have to do anything. Like, life loves pleasing you. Like, life loves pleasing you. This might not even make it on the podcast. This just might be for the sunroom. Am I going to put this on the podcast? I don't think so. I think I'm going to leave this on the sunroom. Life is going to please you so, 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 so. So. Let's get another confirmation for the pleasure that life is going to give us. Yeah, I feel more comfortable talking now that I know this is just on the cell room. Two cards came out, y'all. What am I telling you? Life is going to please you. Look at look at the smirk on his face. Like, life is going to please you, baby. You don't gotta do too much, okay? And then the Wheel of Fortune card came up after that. And you see how it's gonna be like over and over and over and over, and it's just gonna be like okay, you know when they say they be like, yeah, you hitting that spot. It's gonna be like constant spot hitting. That's what it's gonna be. Oh my gosh. It's going to be like, oh my gosh. Woo! Woo! And it's going to be like, just, it's going to be a great combination of like pain and pleasure. Like, it's going to be like, I don't even know. I feel sting. Like, it's going to, like, be a sting, but it's going to be good. Like, it's going to excite you so much that it's, like, okay, so what I'm getting, this is the Devil card, right? But what I'm getting is, like, the things that are hurting or, like, the things that are hurtful, like, it's, like, you're transforming, transmuting that energy into, like, because you realize the things that are hurting you are for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's for a reason. That's why these things are happening. So you know at the end, you're still going to be satisfied. You're still going to have pleasure. So even through the pain, you find pleasure in the pain. Get what I'm saying? You find pleasure in the pain. Yeah. And it's not really. And then you realize, like, the pain wasn't, like, intentional, like, negative pain or pain to hurt you. Like, you were being held and cared for and, like, gently got it, or like you were being handled more gentle, more you were being handled with care the whole time. It was just like they knew how much this pain would excite you. Like, life knows how much this pain is going to excite you in the end, so it knows to give you just the right amount where you're not like unable to transform that energy. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, thank you. Like, it was so great. You know what I'm saying? And look, it's the same girl. It's the same girl from the previous card. They like, oh, thank you. You're so great. Oh, I'm so excited for this. I feel like that's all I really have to say about this. I don't know how I'm going to, like, navigate this, but yeah, that felt really good. That was a very, very good reading. Very good reading. I love you. I'll call you back.